Hi, this is Meredy Duddleston. I had the opportunity to speak with the president in the green room at the Kimmel Center for the Performing Arts. He talked to me about the motivation for his visit to Philadelphia, Mongolian history, and his personal attachment to music.
I see you went to the University of Colorado. I was there too.
Ah, you were there, yeah.
Yes. Boulder, right?
Boulder. Yes. I was there, yeah. Studying my English there, improving my English.
Well, your English is very good. My understanding is that this is possibly the first time that an arts organization has extended an invitation to a head of state that's actually been accepted. That's a pretty big deal. Why did you decide to do this, Your Excellency?
You know, Mongolia has a great cultural heritage, and we all know that you have this wonderful city has this great cultural heritage. And when I receive this kind of invitation, I couldn't refuse. I decided to come. And also, you know, Philadelphia Symphonic Orchestra is going to Mongolia next June, and we are really happy to host them. And I think cultural exchange, people-to-people relations are enriching our relations.
Well, it seems along those lines that you've done a lot of things in your country, that you've opened it up in a lot of different ways. And I suppose, you know, you could have chosen a chamber of commerce or something like that. Do you think that you know, expanding cultural horizons when it comes to artistic endeavors helps democracy flourish in some way?
Yes, you know, it's better to understand. I think visit of Philharmonic Orchestra to Mongolia, it's, I think, one of the biggest contingent or group visit to Mongolia, non-military, non-political, and they say that we are really excited to that. And other thing why I came here, I always dreamed to come to this great city, Philadelphia. This is the birthplace of the American liberty and American independence. Not only American liberty, from here, I think thousands, millions of people got that great encouragement for the liberty, you know. That's why one thing I always dreamed, and I got this invitation from Philharmonic Orchestra. I got also invitation from mayor and governor and also people who were elected to the Congress and congressmen. One congressman, his name is Joseph Fitz, who is the, I think, citizen of the Philadelphia. From here, he elected his long-term chairman of the U.S.-Mongolian Friendship, Cox, in Congress. And we are always thankful for that. Means that we have many connections, many reasons to come here. Yeah.
Well, I think that, you know, Philadelphia, you have tried to do many things in your country. And you've brought so much democracy and democratizing effects into your country. So it obviously Philadelphia did have sort of a special meaning for you, it sounds like.
Yes, it sounds, yeah. You know, since early 1990, I fought with my friends for democracy to change communist regime in my country. You know, Mongolia is a second communist country in the world after Russia. And communism reigned in Mongolia for 70 years. And changing that system when there was Soviet Union intact, when there just happened the Tiananmen massacre, between them raising the flag for freedom, that was quite a challenge. But we made that great transition, great revolution, without shedding single drop of blood, without shattering single window, through dialogue and through peaceful protests. And I'm really happy I was there, and I was moderated all those demonstrations, and I'm really happy, and thanks to my people's free choice, I'm now serving for my country. And because of that, Philadelphia is, because of this birthplace of the American liberty, this is very, very good thing. I think the place to come here, yeah, to visit.
But now you're at a stage sort of where, because of the constitutional term limits, there will be a transition of power. Is that correct?
It's always great when you have constitutional term. This is my second term as president, and I'm serving my country more than 7 years. In the coming July, my term will end. And after that, I will have more time to travel, more time to exchange our experiences with others, and I'm really grateful for that.
But you'll be president when the orchestra is there in June. Do you plan on attending the concert?
I think so. If I'm in Ulaanbaatar, I will attend concert, definitely.
And, you know, one of the things I wanted to ask you is that what would you like the orchestra to be able to notice and appreciate in Ulaanbaatar, in Mongolia, when they're there?
You know, today orchestra performed our national anthem. That was really wonderful. Also today, one of our great Khans, Kublai Khan. I think many people heard about Genghis Khan, Kublai Khan, because Mongolians founded the biggest land empire ever existed on earth. And that Kublai Khan's birthday today, 801 year ago he was born. And he actually had that cultural, during Khan's time, he had that orchestra. He actually first established Mongolian orchestra in Mongolian territory. He was the Khan, most civilized Khan. He established most cultural ties with the around of the world, and because of that, I think this is great meaning also today. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a good day for that. Then
yes.
It all fits together.
Yeah, all fits together.
Can I ask you a little bit about music in your own life? Or, you know, you said you're the youngest of eight.
Yeah.
Did you or any of your brothers play instruments?
I'm youngest of eight, and my country and my people, Mongolian people, are very musical, very, very long to the music and arts. And my mom and my father used to sing, you know. But I'm the herdsman's son. In a herdsman's care, there is no many musical instruments. But I'm really attached to the music. When I'm in my office, I always put things, you know, classical music, and Mozart, Beethoven, Bach, all those things, and they are playing. And when I am in home, there is a great channel called Classic, and I put it always, you know, between the news, and I'm used to this music. And also, if you go to my Facebook, Twitter, also there are good musical, you know, concerts, and I usually share with others. And music plays, yeah, a lot of thing in my heart, because of, I'm a politician. There are many pressure, difficult times, and difficult discussions. I think music makes me more peaceful, and music helps a lot.
So Beethoven and Bach and all others, Chopin maybe is calming
Chopin
to you.
And yes. They are calming me. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. In some countries, people show their appreciation in a lot of different ways. They may clap their hands over their heads or something like that. How will the orchestra know if they've connected with the audience in Mongolia? Is there any special thing that they should look for?
You know, I'm suggesting to orchestra that having one concert indoor and one concert also outdoor. We have in Ulaanbaatar a great big square called Genghis Khan Square. And I hope orchestra will perform there. Of course, Mongolian people send their appreciation through the, you know,
clapping,
and yeah. And they will feel it. And also in Mongolia, we have orchestra, we have ballet, and we have our national musical instruments. And I think one day also I can bring, and we will talk with the orchestra, with the leadership of this great institution, bring also Mongolian music to here, to the East Coast, I think.
I hope so.
Yeah. people here will enjoy.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you,
you
Your Excellency.
Welcome. Thank you.
Very nice to meet
yeah,
you.
Yeah, great.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.